Wartime Friends by Margaret Dickinson. Read by Colleen Prendergast. For all my family and friends, for their love, encouragement, and help throughout the years. Acknowledgements. Even though this is, as always, a work of fiction, I do a great deal of research to try to get the background details as correct as possible. I am always very grateful to everyone who kindly shares their knowledge and expertise with me, and throughout all the years I have been writing, the library services have been unstinting in their support by obtaining unusual, and sometimes out of print, books, and often actually researching on my behalf. This year I am particularly grateful to the staff of the Lincolnshire and Leicestershire Library Services. I also wish to thank Perronel Craddock at Bletchley Park Trust, Cathy Phillips, Chairman of the Loughborough Library Local Studies Volunteer Group, Lynette Webster for information on Gibraltar Point, Skegness, Barry Watson for guidance on FW Woolworth & Co Limited, and all the staff at Bow Manor Hall in Leicestershire when I visited to carry out research there. There are many other sources of information, most notably for this novel. England Needs You, The Story of Bow Manor Y Station, World War II, by Joan Nichols. Joan Nichols, 2000. Skeggy, The Story of an East Coast Town, by Winston Keim, Seashell Books, 1969. And The Story of Gibraltar Point, by Barry Wilkinson, Lincolnshire Wildlife Trust, 2018. My love and grateful thanks to Helen Lawton and Pauline Griggs for reading and commenting on the early drafts, and as always, to my fabulous agent, Darley Anderson, and his team, to my lovely editor, Tricia Jackson, and to all the wonderful team at Pan Macmillan. Chapter 1. Lincolnshire, October 1938. Carolyn cycled along the narrow coast road towards Gibraltar Point. The bicycle wobbled precariously as the wind from the sea buffeted her. Just over the sandhills to her left were salt marshes, dunes, and eventually the beach and the North Sea. She held on to the handlebars tightly, ignoring the gusts blowing up the skirt of her maroon uniform. She smiled to herself. At least on this lonely road, and at just gone 6 o'clock in the evening, there was no one to see her immodesty. The town was quieter now after the busy summer months. The holidaymakers had all gone, and the residents had their town to themselves once more. "We've got the best of both worlds," Carolyn would always say defensively if anyone dared to criticise her hometown. "Bustling with life and people enjoying themselves in the summer, and peace and quiet in the winter." It was over 2 miles to cycle home from her job at the Woolworth store in the centre of the seaside town of Skegness, but she loved hearing the sound of the sea and breathing in the fresh, salty air. It was not quite as far as she'd had to cycle to attend the town's grammar school. The school had begun life as the Magdalen College School in Wainfleet, but had transferred to a new building in Skegness in 1933. Carolyn had transferred with it, staying on until she was 18 to take her higher matriculation certificate, which she'd passed with flying colours. She'd been so proud to wear the green and gold school uniform, and even prouder when her younger brother, Tom, had followed her there. He still pedalled the 3 miles or so to school and back every day, his satchel heavy on his back. Carolyn Holmes was tall and slim, with dark brown hair falling in soft curls and waves to her shoulders, brown eyes that sparkled with mischief, and smooth skin that was lightly tanned from the sun and the wind on her cycle rides. She was enjoying her job, although she hadn't expected to do so. She'd wanted to go to a good secretarial college to learn shorthand and typing, as her ambition was to work in an office. It was still her dream, but her mother had insisted that she find employment as soon as she left school. "Staying on until you're 18, indeed. It's ridiculous. What good is higher education for a girl who is only going to get married, run a home, and bear children? I left school when I was 12 and was working in service by the time I was 13, but your father insisted that you should stay on, so..."